two or three weeks after this war began, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, resigned. In his resignation letter, he said, I believe, he didn't say this in his letter, he said it in an interview with me shortly after the next day. He said, I believe the Butler assassination attempt, the other assassination attempt in Florida, a couple of breaches of Donald Trump's personal security Secret Service detail, and Charlie Kirk's murder may all have played a role in convincing the president to go to war with Iran. What do you think that means?
I would not be at all surprised. You know what? Let me preface this by saying I don't have any inside information.
I don't either.
But I would not be surprised if a person or multiple people got into the president's ear and said, this isn't a coincidence that there were these three events. There were these three events because the Iranians are behind it. They've got these cells. They're around the United States. We can't identify them. We can't catch them, but they're gunning for you. And Charlie Kirk was, you know, a practice hit, or Charlie Kirk was a message or whatever. And I wouldn't be surprised if the president would believe something like that. If people he trusts are telling him there's a problem and the problem originates in Iran, whether it's true or not, that he would respond to that.
A lot of people did tell him that. That's a fact. I can confirm it. People told him Iran is out to kill you. The Butler assassination attempt, the Iran was behind it. People were saying that fact.
Mm-hmm.